This is Gojo and Golic with Mike Golic Jr. and Mike Golic Sr.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Gojo and Golic, Mike Golic Jr., Mike Golic Sr., Jesse Cofield here for our final day on Radio Row. As always, make sure you download, subscribe, rate, review us, leave us a five-star rating, and watch us here most days, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern on the DraftKings Network. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, all that fun stuff where you can catch up on everything that has happened this week. And guys, we have made it to the finish line here. Our final day on Radio Row, as Jesse said, jam-packed with awesome guests here. We are going to have future NFL quarterback Jalen Milrow from the Alabama Crimson Tide joining us here. Jaden Daniels, the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
And I almost made a fashion faux pas before the show. I almost wore it. We got those shirts yesterday, so yeah. Obviously you get free stuff all the time here during the week. I almost wore that shirt. We both got the shirt. I almost wore that shirt. That would have been bad.
Would have been the least surprising thing of all time.
I would be so happy if you guys had accidentally shown up in the same shirt.
Because one thing guys don't do is we don't bring extra clothes. That would have been it.
Yeah, no, not at all. That would have been it. No, one of you, would you have made Gojo go change?
No, absolutely not, because I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like those internet videos where girlfriends secretly get all their boyfriends the same shirt, and they show up to the party and they're pumped because we're morons. So that would be perfectly on brand for us here. Thankfully, cooler heads prevailed. Although, as we roll into this morning, and we've got a lot to talk to, as Jesse pointed out, NFL honors last night, some legitimately shocking results, both from the Hall of Fame class and in the award circuit. But my dad's out here flaunting the fact that last night he was out thotting late night here.
Yeah.
Armbands like it's his job.
Festival girly, okay.
You can't get these armbands off.
Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, you saw me at breakfast this morning. I had the knife. I was trying to dig the knife in there. Jesse, I thought you had some scissors in your in your magic case.
I know.
Over there. You didn't.
I didn't.
So, magic lady case.
The magic lady case.
Ooh, what's in here?
So I got these things, they put them on, and I guess what you said, Jesse, so you can't take them off and have them to somebody else. They're like handcuffs. They're like vice grips.
We do. It's weapons-grade wristbands
for
these parties now. Back when we were a proper country, it just used to be paper that I could rip off or carefully have on there and peel off to give to someone in line behind.
What they put on our bags. What they put on our bags to show that they were checked, you can easily rip off. But
Because the girlies would just take them off and then you slide it back to your friend who's like, I was just having a cigarette. And then you can go in. And
see, is that what happens?
And, then you're back in the VIP. It's bottle service. It's coming over here.
Yeah.
It's Kelsey's birthday and so they're bringing out the sparklers.
HBD Kelsey, you're crazy.
Okay, never really crossed my mind.
Happy birthday to the craziest girl I know.
It's just Kelsey.
It's just Kelsey.
Oh, my God.
It's just Kelsey.
So this is why these things are just stuck to my wrist.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a blowtorch to get them off.
And now it's free advertising because you have to wear them on the show.
Yeah. Exactly. So congratulations to Athletes First and Ron Jaworski and Ditka's Cigar Party.
Yeah. It's good times, actually. Great cigars. Cigar parties.
And for you, proximity to the hotel.
Oh.
All my dad has talked about. Again, the entire Super Bowl week exists to serve my father and my father only. And last night you had Nirvana, a Super Bowl party that was literally in the courtyard next to your hotel.
It was. I put in the address during the day. I'm like, okay, I have two parties to go to. Can I walk to them? I'm praying I can walk to them. I put in the Jaworski and Dick cigar party. By the way, a great cause. I'm on the board for that. Gridiron Greats helping former players who are struggling financially. It's an absolutely phenomenal cause. But I put the address in, plugged it in, and it said 225 feet. Mm. I'm like, no. I'm like, did I put in the right address?
You're like, I'm at the party now.
I'm basically at the
looking
party.
Looking around your room, and there's just streamers everywhere.
I'm like, and then
Kelsey's back here, HBD girl.
Oh, my God. You're crazy, like, Kelsey.
Holy smokes. And then the athlete's first party was 15-minute walk from the cigar party. I'm like, oh, my God, did I make out?
Mind blown.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
The best part about the athlete's first one is I walk in and I hear music playing, and it's like, you know, a bunch of, you know, it's a largely Notre Dame agency, so it's a bunch of people I know. And then I look over, I'm like, oh, who's DJing tonight? It's Ed Reed.
No.
Yeah. Hall of Famer Ed Reed just spit, quite honestly,
little too many slow jams and needed to speed up the BPM a little bit.
But who's going to tell him?
No one's going to tell
him. No one's going to tell Ed Reed. Yeah.
If Ed Reed wants
what he's
to DJ,
doing.
Wow. He gets to DJ.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely different crowds, a lot younger crowd at the Athlete's First Party and more my age crowd at the Cigar Party and a ton of Eagle fans, obviously.
Sure. Yeah. No, it was the worst thing I saw all night was an ice luge with a bunch of shrimp underneath it by the end of the night. Just wet shrimp.
Ew.
Just sand shrimp underneath that. And the weirdest part is I saw someone go for them. Like 11:30, someone went after the soggy shrimp. So, as you can tell, we're running on fumes right now.
We're running on soggy shrimp.
I did get a great surprise as I was leaving the cigar party to go to the Athlete's First Party. There, I passed the dessert and there was like trays of king cake. I'm like, score!
You're like, taking them for the road.
That's exactly right. I did. I was walking with him, eating king cake, walking down a dark road.
King.
Everyone else in New Orleans worried about the to-go beverages. My father wants a little doggy bag of king cake.
Roadie king cake. Yeah.
Because that's who he is and that's what he cares about. Duh. I'm Big Tom Callahan. This is Gojo and Golic. And last night we had the NFL honors where every year we hand out all the hardware from the awards. Every other league, this has been the envy of what they've done. Others have tried to replicate it, but it hardly stacks up to the fanfare of this. And we get twofold the news. One, we get all the player awards from this year, and we get the Hall of Fame class. So, Dad, I want to start with the player awards, though, because last night I think a lot of people were legitimately shocked. I think most of us had handed the award to Lamar Jackson for the most valuable player of this season. And instead, Josh Allen takes home the hardware. The Bills' star quarterback becomes the first player in 21 seasons to win MVP without being named a first-team All-Pro. That honor went to Lamar Jackson this year. Since the MVP was first handed out in 1957, the only other players that have done that have been John Elway in 1987 when Montana was first-team All-Pro, and then Steve McNair in 2003 when Peyton Manning was first-team All-Pro. So, how surprised were you with that news?
Listen, it's not like I'm going to go, oh, my God, and start a revolt. I mean, I'm happy for Josh Allen, but I thought for sure Lamar Jackson separated himself in the end of the year. Remember, it's a regular season award. Playoffs have nothing to do with it. Regular season, the voting ends. I thought Lamar ended up with the better year. Again, is it Lamar fatigue? He already has two. Josh Allen has none. I don't know if that, in fact, went through any voter's mind. They should have their vote taken away because that's a ridiculous thought process. But I was a little surprised. Happy for Josh. You know,
I mean, Haley was on
Steinfeld
the red carpet.
Haley Steinfeld effect.
Outside of not making it to the Super Bowl, life's pretty good for
life's
him, right?
Life's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, life is pretty good
for Voodoo?
Him.
Oh, Hey Voodoo.
That might be a thing, possibly.
Tay Voodoo, Hey Voodoo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The voting, very close for what it's worth. The AP voting, Josh Allen, 27 first-place votes to Lamar Jackson's 23. The overall vote tally, 383 votes for Josh Allen, 362 for Lamar Jackson. Saquon Barkley finishes a distant third with 120, and no first-place votes, which I thought was a little bit surprising. Dad, your point is always been the record seemed to be the tangible goal that would have made this happen.
If he would have gotten the record, I think he would have actually won the MVP award, but they sat him for that the 18th week, and he didn't get it. So I don't doubt he finished a distant third.
Yeah, no, I think ultimately, I would have voted for Lamar Jackson if I had a vote on this. Right. I'm a Heisman Trophy voter, but not an NFL MVP
not yet.
Bigfoot.
I was going to say, dumbassing my way into vote seems like it would make sense there. But, yeah, Lamar Jackson probably would have been mine. I mean, won the MVP last year and went out and played better football in every conceivable way this season. For a team that was led by the offense this year, I think we go back to last year,
right.
And while that offense accomplished a lot, Lamar Jackson's MVP was the tape grinder MVP. It was, the stats don't line up, but watch the game and see the impact he has. But the defense on the other side was the one putting up video game all-world numbers. This year, this defense struggled to stop
secondary,
the deep pass
absolutely
during the beginning of the season. Yep, and so Lamar, Derrick Henry, and that offense really took the next step. I'm surprised, but like you said, Josh Allen, what an unbelievable, deserving candidate in his own right.
And maybe they took into consideration that the Buffalo Bills really changed personnel this year. They had a lot of changes in the offseason to try and fulfill – their destiny of winning a Super Bowl. So maybe that was in Josh Allen's favor, that there were a lot of different parts, and that's why I got it. But overall, I'm surprised.
I do agree with you. There are 13 different players caught a touchdown for the Bills, sort of emblematic of the bet they made on that offense, that Josh Allen is now at the point where he can go out there and improve these guys. And so for Khalil Shakir, for Matt Collins, for Coleman, the rookie wide receiver, Keon Coleman, all of those guys being made better by Josh's presence in the way that we once didn't know was possible with him. He also extended his own NFL record of consecutive seasons with 40 passing and rushing touchdowns combined.
I mean, it's not like he's not deserving.
No,
right?
We know the dude is good. And exactly. He was on a team that was inches away from potentially being the AFC representative in this game. Which, by the way, Dad, would you ever like to see the MVP factor in postseason results? The only sport that I know of that does this is college lacrosse, where you factor that into the Tuaritan, which is the college lacrosse Heisman Trophy on the men's and women's side. You factor in postseason performance, because I think the thought for a lot of people is these guys almost always are better players on better teams. If we looked at the three finalists here, all of them were in the postseason. All of them could have added to that argument here. Where are you in that?
I could see an argument for it that says, hey, if you're one of the best players and your job is to lead your team to a title. But also, you play 17 regular season games and then you know the bulk of the award would go to one or two playoff games. And it would almost make the 17 games kind of inconsequential to what you did in the playoffs. So I would keep it a regular season.
See,
award.
I disagree with that slightly, because, again, it's almost like your get-in price. Like, in order to get into that conversation, that final tier, what you do in the regular season obviously has to matter enough to get you to the postseason period. And then I think factoring that in the way we think about it, because I think in so many sports, this especially comes up in the NBA, where we've got the MVP, we know who it is, and then we've seen a lot of them over recent years fall flat in the postseason in a way that goes, all right, well, what did we just reward here? Why does this make sense that the best player that we just told everyone is here all of a sudden went to the postseason and got shown up by X, Y, or Z other player that was in range there?
But then you also get to the point where, just like the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But the loss goes to him. It's unfair. It's unfair. In the playoffs, Josh Allen.
I'm not just saying the loss, though. I'm saying the play in those games also factored in.
Right. But if you play well and lose, the loss still goes to the quarterback.
Experience the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Live it up with the world's largest sports book, Circa Sports. Get loose and get loud with all sports, all seasons at Stadium Swim. Take in the million-dollar views at our rooftop lounge, Legacy Club. Go big and go all night with our luxurious rooms and suites. Book the time of your life today at CircaLasVegas.com. Elevate your swim game at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, featuring the best pool in history, Stadium Swim. Three levels, six pools, and a 143-foot diagonal screen. It's 365 days of fun in the sun. With all sports, all seasons, Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino. Book today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. Hi, it's Gil Alexander. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3 to 5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. With GBank, you're also earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, while also earning 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible purchases. And for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Competitive interest rates, earning cashback rewards, and now a $250 account opening bonus. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. For more information, go to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank.
$1,000 in eligible purchases over 90 days of account opening. A $250 statement credit be applied to your account. Purchases do not include cash advances, balance transfers, foreign transaction fees, late fees, interest charges, credits, returns, or adjustments. Subject to credit approval.